Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We'll be heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory. We've been heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, France, you name it, literally all over the world. And we'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, let's just go ahead, hallelujah, with the praise and the hallelujahs until you hear our chief voice. And there, Ambassador Hendricks, are you here?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
All righty, you just carry on like you always do until we hear his voice, and that'll be great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to carry on to the VIT. This is Ambassador Hendricks, 912 Avery, Georgia. And I want to say to all of you, each one of you, welcome, welcome, welcome to the blog line where we can give God 1,000 praises. We get our prayer requests, and then we begin to thank the Lord for what he's already done for us and what he's going to do for us. So right now, do we have any prayer requests? We know that we already have Dr. Betty, and we know that we have our Chief Ambassador, Bria, who served in the Armed Forces and all their grandchildren. Is there anyone else that you have a prayer?
It's Ambassador Peterson, I need prayer. I mean, I'm praying in my tell them I'm discomforting my body. I need prayer.
Ambassador Peterson, discomfort in your body.
Yes.
Okay. Anyone else have a prayer with you?
This is Sister Linda Fushy from Utah, 801. I just want to put my daughter, and Odessa Jennings, and her two kids on the prayer line. They need prayer. Odessa Jennings and Ahmad and Lamont.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you, Sister Tracy.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Anyone else have a prayer request?
This sister Lucy, I'm having busy sales. Thank you.
Okay. Sister Lucia had a busy stay out. She's requesting a prayer. Okay, we don't have to have a prayer request.
Ambassador called Texas, error code 832. Pray for the Brown family. Wanda Brown, she had a heart attack and she just passed away. And sick of anything. Family really taking it up.
Ambassador Cobb, I don't hear you real clearly. You said it's making a lot of sense. You said pray for the Brown family?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. It's a lot of things on the line. Did anyone else have any prayer requests? Okay, are we waiting for our chief? Are you there yet? Anyone else have a prayer request? All right. So we thank God for these prayer requests. We're going to go to the drone room for prayer. Do we have a volunteer? We'd like to volunteer and pray. Anyone like to volunteer and pray? Dr. Hagan, are you there? Okay. Mother and Nathan. Yes. Somebody about to say something?
Don't hear that dance today.
I didn't understand. You say that again?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, just come to you, Lord God, to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the early rising today, Lord God. I praise your name for that, Father God. Father God, I praise you for your son, Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I magnify your holy name. Father God, I thank you for being the maker of the universe. I thank you for your perfect plan, Lord God. I thank you for Calvary's cross, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come before your throne room tonight, Lord God, asking for grace and mercy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank and praise you for it, Lord God. Father God, I also ask you in the name of Jesus for the leading, the guiding, and the aid of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, the Comforter. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I come before you with Chief Ambassador, Lord God, and his companion, Lady Dr. Betty, Lord, in the name of Jesus. First of all, Father, I just would like to say thank you for everything you have done for them. Lord God, thank you that they answered the call, Lord God, when you called them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for the ministry, Lord God. I thank you for the leading and aiding and guiding of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, and Dr. Johnson, Lord God. I thank you also in the name of Jesus for the wisdom that you have imparted in him, Lord God. I praise your holy name for his help, may God. I ask special blessings on the children tonight, Lord God, and on their in-laws, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And I just thank you for meeting their needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, would you please grant them their heart's desires in the name of Jesus. I also thank you for their grandchildren, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I thank you and I praise your holy name, Lord God, for the training, Lord God, that you have given them, Lord God. I praise you, God, for it. Father God, I didn't hear the prayer request, Lord God, because I'm just coming on late. Forgive me for my slowness tonight, Lord God, and not having the boys in bed on time. Lord God, just forgive me, Father, in the name of Jesus. For Lord God, I come with, I believe I heard Sister Peterson. Father, in the name of Jesus, you know the need, Lord God, before she asks, Father God. I would also like to thank you in advance for the healing of her body, Lord God, mind, body, and soul, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. You made her, Lord God. Only you know what she truly stands in need of, Lord God. We don't know nothing. But, Lord God, we know you are all-knowing, all-wise, all-powerful, God. We know because you put her body together, Lord God. You are her creator, Lord God.
I ask you to please stop by in the name of Jesus to heal her body, to give her a touch only as you can, Lord God. A divine touch is to be thy will on earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. I just praise you for it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I heard her ask a few times, Lord God, for a healing of her body, Father. Would you please, in the mighty name of Jesus, destroy everything from the root that may be trying to fester, Lord God. Would you just cut it down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Would you just let it wither away, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you in advance for it, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Father God, the other people that have requests, I didn't hear them, Lord. But, Father, I hold them before you, God, as they are my own dear requests, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we know only you can answer prayer requests. Lord God, I ask that you will answer the request one by one in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you for it, God. I praise you for it. I'm giving it to you. I praise you, God. I thank you for it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you know them, God. Would you please bless them, their bodies, Father, their minds and souls, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we know you are the great physician, Father, that has never lost a case, Father God. I just come crying and begging and pleading for mercy in every case, Lord God, that every respect that went before you, Lord God. You knew the need before they asked, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, would you just bless it? Let the word glorify itself, Lord God. You said you watch over your performing, Lord God. And I thank you for the performing of your word, Lord God. And would you heal family members tonight, Lord God, that's connected to these people that have the request? In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And I thank you for the shield of protection, Father, that you have about these people, Lord God. The heads, Lord God, that you want a lot of devil to cross, God. I thank you for it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, I ask special blessings over Sister Gina Hodges, Lord God, in her time of a bereavement, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you said you would send a comforter back to comfort us, Lord God, in every area we may need it, Lord God. And I know you are a burden bearer, Lord God. I buried my father, and you took me through it, Lord God, only by your grace, your love, and your mercy, Lord God. I ask for that in this case for her also, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, would you just hold her strong anywhere she may be leaning? Would you keep her propped up in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God? And I just thank you. I praise your holy name for what you're going to do, Lord God, for what you have done for, Lord God, in the name of Jesus and every family member, God. I ask your special blessings over them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, would you carry them through, Lord God? And I just thank you in advance because I know you're going to do it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, you said you would not put no more on us than we could bear, Father God. I just thank you for your word, Lord God. Once again, you said you watch over your word to perform it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and I know your word will not come back to you, boy, Lord God, but it will accomplish what you sent it to do, God. And I praise you for it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and thank you for the mother of the nations, Lord God, Dr. Patricia Stern, Father. Thank you for giving her another year, Lord God. I praise you for the woman of God, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, a strong warrior for you, Lord God. I praise you for God. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you for what you've done for her, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the ministry you've imparted in her, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for her husband, Lord God, her companion, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you that she gave body parts to him, Lord God, and it was perfect. Lord God, you are perfect, God. I praise you for that, Lord God. I glorify you, God. I glory in you, God, that he's still strong and healthy yet to this day. I praise you, Father God, that you had that perfect plan before they met, God. I thank you that you put it together, Lord God, like none other, Father. Father, I thank you for every ambassador tonight on the line, God.
Yes,
in the
Lord,
mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you for what you're doing to each one of our souls, minds, and bodies, God.
Yes,
I thank you that you are calling us up higher in you, God. I glory in you for that, Father. And I want you to know I appreciate you, God. I appreciate you for restoring our joy back, God.
Yes,
I thank you for raising our down heads, God. I thank you for fixing our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for regulating our minds, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I also pray for every ambassador elect, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for calling them up higher, Lord. Thank you for saving them, God. Thank you for the hedge of protection in the name of Jesus. That's about them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, thank you that we all come running to your prayer line, Lord God, because you are our strong tower, Lord
thank you,
God.
Thank you
that we can abide under
thank
your wings, Lord
thank
God.
You.
For their
thank
safety,
you,
Father. I praise
thank
you for God.
Thank
in
you,
the name of
thank
Jesus,
you,
God.
Thank you,
Lord God,
thank
I accept the blessings
thank
of the Christian Lucifer, Lord.
You,
in the
thank
name
you.
Of Jesus. And her
thank
family,
you,
Mrs.
thank
God,
you,
God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you. Thank Broke. I don't know what cracked, but whatever cracked, God put it back together. And they x-rayed my foot. I couldn't put no pressure on it at all. It was hurting me so bad. But he said, the doctor said it wasn't broke, but it was sprained. And I had to walk on crutches. But I want you to know, my God, I'm off crutches. And I had shoes on. I'm like, thank you.
And I realized I really could have hurt myself. I could have broke because I'm an older woman. I'm not young like I used to be.
Let me tell you something. The devil was trying to kill you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
God save your life. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all immediately start praising God. That's why I've been asking God for my spirit. Lord, let him learn how to give you glory for miracles.
Yeah.
Amen. That was a miracle. And he meant to probably make her hit her head and probably kill her. You know, that's what happened to Oral Roberts' mother. Oral Roberts, I don't know how old she was, but she had a walker. And she got up on the curb and lost her balance and fell backwards and hit her head and it killed her. That's my understanding of what happened. Amen. So I'm trying to tell y'all that we're looking at a miracle. We're hearing a miracle on the line, is what I'm trying to say. And so thank y'all. I want to thank y'all for learning how to give God praise for miracles, things that he does. It's important. You don't have to wait for my cue to shout, my cue to praise the Lord. That ought to be automatic. Y'all ought to be trained enough to know a miracle when you hear it.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I want to thank y'all. I said y'all made me happy, and it made me think about something else. I really want y'all to. I don't ask y'all for much, but between September of this year, I just had my birthday, and September next year is my 50th year blowing my horn for the Lord. And I'd like for y'all to come. I'm going to make it easy. I'm going to have it. The Lord just moved my heart, and I want to have it doing the convention. I want to have a dinner on that Thursday of the convention. That would be, I believe, the 22nd of June, and then the celebration on that Friday night, the 23rd. Amen. I'm going to ask y'all to come and be here for my 50th year ministry, 50th year blowing my horn for the Lord. Some started out with me. Amen. And they went back to the club. But I have stayed with the Lord. I have blown only for the Lord. So I wish I would come here and start planning it. I wish you'd plan it and start coming here to help me celebrate 50 years of blowing for the Lord on. That would be that Thursday and Friday of the convention. That Thursday we're going to have a dinner. And that Friday I want to have the celebration. Well, both days will be the celebration, but one day will be the dinner, and then Friday will be the celebratory service. And I'm going to try to invite people all over the country and even overseas to remember me on our 50th year for the Lord. Amen. Thank God they celebrated the chief on Friday at Friends of Yates. That was something. But I want my 50th year. I want it to be something I can always remember. And you would make me so happy if I could see y'all's faces here at the convention. If y'all would put me further up on your priority list. I don't really ask a lot, but if you would put me up real high on your priority list to do this, amen, to be here for the convention list next year, September. I'm sorry, that would be June of 2017. June, let me see. Let me get that exact date. Convention, I think it's the, give me a moment. Somebody talk while I get this date. Give me another date for anybody. Now make y'all quiet by saying I ignore the Lord. That I make y'all quiet. Come on. Give me another prayer for
it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. That is, that Thursday, June the 22nd, and that Friday is June the 23rd of 2017. Put it down. We're going to have that dinner on the 22nd. That's my plan, and I'd like to have that. I haven't gotten with our committee, but I certainly would like to get that to happen on the 22nd. The 23rd will be our celebratory service on that night, and people will be coming from all over the country. All right. All right. All right. Can anybody say amen at all?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God bless you. Anybody else want to say anything before we close tonight? Please, thank you for honoring our mother to the nation today. She had such a great time, and hopefully we made her so happy. And thank God. Also remember Dr. Betty in your prayer, and our granddaughter Bria, and all our grandchildren, and Anitra, our daughter, her husband.
Also,
remember Ambassador Hodges, her father, now. A couple of days ago. Actually, on Sunday, her father died on yesterday, and we had a group prayer for her in the service. And just thank God for calling me on the prayer line.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Anybody want to say anything else? All right. God bless you. We'll close by saying, I got a feeling. And no matter what you're going through, everything will be all right. God bless you.
Yeah.
Good night. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
some of y'all been waiting on this shout. Come on, do your rehab on this.
Thank you.
Get up, move your arms,
thank you,
move
Lord.
Your legs. Get up,
thank
and
you.
Walk around the room. Get up and shout.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.